This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Speaking of politics, can I get something off my chest real quick before you get going?
Go ahead.
Let's go.
Brian Casey, I know we play that audio because it's a humdinger when he's yelling to put the winning team on the field. I saw that story about that committee that oversees the police reform charging the city $115 to send a condolence card. You know, I've been critical of Brian Casey, but give him credit. He went right after them. That was some good stuff by that guy, by that councilman. Credit where it's due. Good on him. Did you see that story yet, Tone?
I did, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good God almighty. Go ahead, Mitch.
Well, our About Last Night segment starts today with some news last night regarding the Cleveland Guardians. Before we get to this sound, they actually made a signing last night. It was a little exciting to get Jacob Junis, a right-hander on a one-year, $4.5 million deal. Now, it doesn't sound like much, but this is a guy. This is a guy that can eat up innings for you, much like Pedro Avila did last year before he went over overseas. This is a guy who
rather have Jeff Janis,
32-year-old who is going to add
Jeff Joniak,
could add to the rotation as well as the relief, the bullpen, because he's worked both in the last couple of years. And the starting rotation last year had a 4.40 ERA between 14 starters. So that is where they may need to get some help.
Now, hold on, Mitch. We had asked the question last week on some of these moves, these hot stove moves. Would I have ever heard of the guys that we are getting? And last week, you bandied about some names, and I had heard of them.
Hold on. Let me get the 40-man rotation.
This name?
40-man roster.
I had not heard of.
Yeah, this is mainly me just coming up from the news report that came up 5 hours from what we're speaking of right now. This is a late night report.
Oh boy.
I think I can't do it. I think Lima would embarrass himself if we get a bunch of nasty baseball tweets. I can't do it. I'm sorry. Some of these names here, it's just like the diner scene from Major League. This is a defending division champion.
That's right.
So I give him a little bit
That's
of leeway
right.
there, obviously. But
I've told you before, I have been trained as a fan.
Yep.
Off seasons, not for me. Baseball off seasons are not for me. Baseball in seasons, I'm all about.
There is one name you'd recognize, ladies and gentlemen, for his 16th year and his third time around with your Cleveland Guardians, the great Carlos Santana.
Yes. Now that you wanna get me caring about off seasons, bring me guys I know.
I swear to you, a reason to buy a ticket for me and my kid. I go, you got to go see Carlos Santana. He was there when I was just a wee one doing the PA announcing for the Akron Arrows. And now, son, you will watch Carlos Santana. I mean, you had a chance to a few years ago, but you know.
I don't remember if he has a bobblehead in the giveaway schedule this year, but I will make sure to get it if that's the case. Now, as far as the rest of the team goes.
They should have our Carlos Santana holding a guitar in the bobblehead.
I just got that
Moving
one, yeah.
On.
They did have players speak yesterday from Goodyear, including starter Tanner Bibee.
It was a Phelpsian joke by me. I apologize.
He was addressed by a couple reporters about some expectations for the Guardians this year, some projecting the Guardians as low as third or fourth in the division this year. This is what Bibee had to say. as I bring it back up here. 3-2-1.
Projected projections like that. No one predicted that what we were going to do last year, we did. And they think that we got a lot worse. It's going to be fun. The past couple of years, we've always been in a position to prove people wrong. And I feel like it's a lot easier to play the game like that than when you're the front dog. It's a lot more fun.
I mean, see, people had expectations tempered this year with some of the offseason moves with third or fourth.
That's a little rough. The Twins, did the Twins do much? The Tigers got Alex Cobb, and now he's already out for the opener and for a while. So that was $15 million well spent. Credit where it's due. I know some people were upset that we let Alex Cobb go, but... Moving on there, Mitch. Come on, let's get going.
All right, well, I'll get to the story next. Tristan Thompson last night, or yesterday, had some words to say in regards to the Raptors' response to his antics at the end of last night's Cavs winner over the Raptors, Wednesday nights, rather. He had this tweet to say. He had, you want a full court press with under a minute left in the game when you get cracked by 30? This will happen to you. Lose your draft lottery and be happy, buddy boy. Hopefully you and most of your guys see the light at the end of Bobby and Masai's long-term plan. Bless up, stay warm in my city. He's talking about Toronto there.
Yes, of course. I enjoy that he named names when it came to the team president and general manager. I thought that that was a heck of a move by him. Well done.
Well, that was very specific. It's almost like, did Tristan try to get a big offer from them at some point and they spurned him? Like, that was very personal.
We do talk about people going to...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tire in their hometown. Like, yeah, you would think the Toronto Raptors and Tristan Thompson would be a great final.
If something spot. Happened there, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, but he was a TV analyst, so maybe he's just making sure he nails down the specifics of what he's talking about.
Still doing it post game. I'm sure we'll get something.
Yeah, true. But he was on ESPN. He was almost Kendrick Perkins.
I can tell you that social media is not siding with Tristan Thompson on this.
No, they're not.
And even Cavs fans are like, what are you doing? Especially because I think here's part of it. We're a really good basketball team. The last thing we need is Tristan Thompson to start any kind of a skirmish where we get
hurt.
Guys suspended.
Yeah, it seems to be dumb.
It seems like he did this on his own.
I was wondering if somebody said something to him, and then he says they're pressing. And I go, I didn't see anybody pressing. It was the end of the game.
It seemed like everybody wanted to get the hell out of there.
By 21.
It was the start of your break.
It felt like the Raptors just didn't want to go away with like a disrespectful effort, and that's what I think might have been the disconnect between the two.
Okay.
Well, going to the NFL, we had Kellen Moore's introductory press conference down in New Orleans yesterday, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because he was asked about the possibility of Derek Carr being the week one starter. He addressed the topic first in one question, and then was asked again. This is the question included.
Do you view that as you guys have a decision to make at quarterback, or do you view it as Derek Carr as quarterback? I view it as Derek Carr is a tremendous starting quarterback in this league. We're fortunate to have him, and we're excited to go through this process, you know, as we build this roster together. Again, I'm meeting these guys for the first time the last few days. Really excited to meet more of them, and this will be a lot of fun.
It's somewhat committal. Somewhat.
I've
not
always,
really, but
I've said all along that I'm a little surprised that he hasn't been brought up for the Browns. I know
you can bring, you brought him up, so people, you're a member of the media. You brought him up. He's been brought up for the Browns.
Yeah, but even when I did bring him up, people kind of bristled. But then the options they give me are guys that had worse seasons than Derek Carr. So I wonder if you think that Kevin Stefanski can work with these other quarterbacks, then you would, wouldn't you?
Well, you
jump
and I just
had,
you
that,
and I have one friend in particular who seems to have a personal vendetta with Derek Carr. His own brother tried to get me doxxed on the internet once back when back when we were on CBS Sports Radio, and yeah, I'll tell you about that story, Mitch. Anyway, and I don't even hold anything against him. I'm like, ah, you know, let's see what he's got. Let's see if he were available. I'd be willing to kick the tires on Derek Carr.
Derek Carr, EPA, the big analytical number for quarterbacks, two spots higher than Matt Stafford last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, that is an interesting tidbit.
Now, with the news yesterday that pertained to Aaron Rodgers being officially released by the New York Jets after two seasons, really a season and a game pertaining to his injury the first year, I mean, this is where the Browns' conversation for quarterbacks this season is going to get kind of interesting, because these are the options we have right now, and we haven't even gotten to the draft yet.
This is the $5 DVD barrel right now.
Oof.
Which I realized how many hands were in there, and I never went in there once ever after I realized that. I was in there like the middle of the night back when that superstore used to be open 24 hours. Me and my buddies were, and I go, you know how many people have been rummaging through this?
I know,
never
found,
mind, forget it.
I found Airplane that one time, and I was
what a find
for me.
They used to put Blu-rays in that bin, too, and I was all
I never
over
had
those
the Blu-ray
compared
player.
To DVDs.
Would Aaron Rodgers be the equivalent of Airplane? Or
Airplane 2.
Would he be the equivalent of Blues Brothers 2000, where you go, oh, no, this is not a good remake?
Well, finally, I want to play this audio from last night, TNT Inside the NBA, Shaq at the halftime. This is how you know they're just headed out of TNT here by the end of this year.
In the words of Marshawn Lynch, I'm tired of America. We get fired anyway, Ernie.
Those beeps were not included in the original broadcast.
Why?
Outstanding.
I do wonder if you notice that on just normal television, cable, everywhere, I'm just seeing swear words more than ever before.
McAfee's a big one on that on ESPN.
Well, they go out of their way. But I've seen it on the cable news networks.
Well, I don't think you've watched the Wednesday Night Wrestling on that same network.
No.
Oh, my gosh. F-bombs. And I'm like, whoa. I go, they didn't do this. They gave her the middle finger during the Attitude Era. But I go, they never said that.
Are we at a distinct disadvantage right now on radio? We can't even mention the bathroom, barely, without getting dumped. Like, they're allowed to just use profanity, and there's, you know, let's be honest, there's some nudity.
Why don't you try it?
Why can't we do nudity on
here?
Why
don't you try it? Go ahead and say a cuss word. See
how
that works.
You really don't want to work with me, do you?
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.